From the great halls of their house, there assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher, their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, and our B-Man, the master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild manner soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission? To fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them, and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes in Training Podcast. I'm going to be one of the hosts for this episode. My name is Bill. Who else is hosting?
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Jennifer.
You are. And you are the subject of our episode today. We thought, since we've got a lot of relatively new listeners recently, we thought it's been 4 years since we gave an introduction to everybody. So just in case people wanted to know who these people blabbering at them through their earbuds or on the radio in the car, who they were and where we are and what we're doing and how things have been going since we started. So we were aiming to start this at around episode 200. We missed by just a little bit, but we're getting there now. So with this, we're going to go over our Captain Marvel, Jennifer, for the subject of this podcast. Are you ready, Jen?
Sure.
Okay. Jen, who are you?
Well, this is what I know so far.
This is what Jennifer knows who she is so far.
I know so far. I joined the team just 2 years ago. It was 4 years. Whoa. Wow,
you hopped on the podcast long. 2 years ago.
Yeah, I've been doing the pod. Well, yeah. Okay. So I've been doing the podcast for 2 years, but I've been on the team for 4 years. So, So I live in Delaware, with my husband and my son. I have another son who lives in North Carolina, and, I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 26 years and, I have a little bit of a competitive streak. It's not terrible, but it's there. I know. And I'm just having a great time racing with my family. That's who I am.
Jennifer, what are your other interests besides driving?
Besides driving? Let's see. Well, aside from work, I coach.
I'd like a cake personally.
I do bake cakes occasionally, theme cakes, which has been a lot of fun. I kind of started that because when my children were very young, cakes were ridiculously expensive. So I'm like, I can do that, right? Famous last words. So that just kind of turned into a hobby for a long
time.
Sounds
like our race team.
Yeah, exactly, right? I can do that. So I do that occasionally, not for money, but just kind of for friends and family. So, you know, I've done lots of birthday cakes, a few wedding cakes. And I've coached robotics for school kids. So I've done K-8 and currently coaching a high school team right now. So, yeah. I've been doing that for maybe 12 years.
Very cool. Miss Jennifer.
Yes.
What are your interests related to racing? What areas do you like and what areas are you looking to get into?
So right now I'm really, really focused on just driving, but my next focus is going to be mechanical. So I'm really, really interested in learning how to work on cars. So Vicky and I have done all the theming on the team, which has been a lot of fun. So we've themed all the cars and done that piece of it. She's doing a lot of the mechanic stuff now, but I haven't really had the opportunity because I live so far away. I know. I'm working on something. So hopefully, you know, I can
super secret
kind of, I don't know. It's kind of in the back of my mind. So hopefully I can and work something out to where I can get better at that and just be a more productive member on the team. But yeah. So I was not one of those people that grew up in karting or around cars or had anybody in my family that raced cars. It was completely out of the blue. I have had no previous experience other than the minivan driving my kids to soccer.
the ultimate racing vehicle.
Right?
Yeah. So where are you on your racing career stream? Like early, middle, hot, you're ready for F1 qualifying? Where are you at?
No. And so I would say I'm still kind of in the beginning. Yeah. So we've done HPDEs, quite a few of those. So I'm in HPD too. And I'm comfortable there right now. So, you know, I guess if you had to measure, that's kind of where I'm at. I've come a long way from when I started. When I started, I didn't even know how to drive a stick shift. So, like I said, I didn't have any previous experience or knowledge. So seeing where I was and where I am now, I've come a long way. I still have a lot to do and pretty far to go, but I have come a long way and I'm pretty proud of that. It's been fun.
So where are you at in your growth path?
My growth path. What do you mean by my growth path?
So what do you feel like, where are you right now? And what is your main area that you need to learn that you're really working on?
With driving?
Yes. What you're working on with your HPDE?
With my HPDEs. So, that's kind of a loaded question, because I always find that the goals that I set when I go to the HPDs end up being different by the end of the weekend.
And that is true.
Because I always find that maybe I'm working on something, but I end up accomplishing something else that I really didn't know that I had a problem with, or that I wasn't working on. Or so, you know, like you start checking off things, but it might not be exactly what you went in there and said, not that you're not working on those things, but it's a progress, and there's a lot to it. Especially if you don't have, the natural aptitude or ability, or, you don't have experience, having grown up around that. So, there's really a lot. So, and I think sometimes people take that for granted when you are around a lot of people at like HPDEs or races and stuff. You just find that it's second nature to a lot of people, or they just kind of have always been around it. Even just like the lingo, like coming from nothing, like I didn't even understand what they were talking about. You know what I mean? I didn't know what the line was, or, an apex was, or so. Yeah. Like it's a lot. So
did you ever think,
no,
growing up, that
never
you would end up doing this? I mean, this was never even on the path.
No, it wasn't. No. So not at all. It was just kind of what, but you know what? Those are like some of the best things of my life has happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you just kind of fall into things and it ends up being, something you become very passionate about or enjoy. You know, like being a nurse, I've done a lot of different nursing. But, currently where I'm at, I just kind of fell into that area and just really enjoyed it. And when I became a nurse 26 years ago, I would have never said that, I would do that. So, I've just learned to never say never. And,
What is our general overall family as a whole motto?
Just say yes. Absolutely. Just say yes. And we got that from my stepdad and my mom, because they definitely were just say yes. And they have lived such an amazing life, and they do so many really fun and cool things. And sometimes when you put too much thought into things, you know, you start to second guess it, and then you just never do it. And then it turns into, you know, 10 years down the road, you're like, oh, I wish I would have just did that, you know? So, you know, you just say yes and just do it. And if you hate it, you hate it. And if you like it, do it again, you know? But at least just say yes and do it one time. So, yeah,
that's awesome. Kind of where so- I was. What about your current assessments? We're going to do that. What do you think your strengths and weaknesses are in relative to HPDEs and racing for our team?
So for me personally, I think my strengths is definitely the will to want to do it and get better. Mm-hmm. I won't say that, you know, it's one particular thing in driving, such as, I'm fast, or, you know, I can stay on the line really good, or, you know, I won't say anything like that, but just that.
Is it threshold, you know, breaking?
No. So, and maybe that's kind of what the answer you're looking for, but, you know, I don't think that any of those areas are my strengths yet. And Bill has so much data, he could probably give you a better answer on what my strengths are, you know, by data. But personally, the way I feel about it is, you know, just that I think I'm committed to it. And
are you basically trying to say you don't have a strength?
I do.
No, give me, you do have a strength. Tell me what your strength is.
Well, with, I don't know.
Personally, when it comes to this. You do have one.
I do. Then what do you think my strength is? Because I honestly, I don't.
Your dedication to it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I try to say, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
That's literally what she said.
Okay.
That's what I said. Yeah. I feel like personally, that's what my strength is. And, you know, so I work on everything, and I, you know, want to get better at everything. And I know I'm not going to, you know, I don't have any grandiose aspirations by any stretch of the imagination, but certainly, you know, to be the best driver I can be is a goal.
What about your weakness? What do you think your weakness is?
All of it.
She's uniformly bad all across, like butter.
I don't know. I've had different weaknesses, I guess. So I'm going to turn this over to Bill and let Bill answer this.
You, much like your sister, does not like to drive fast. So you reach a certain point on the straightaway, and then you're like,
and you just lift.
That's good. Yeah. We're good. No need to strain the car.
Well, see, you know what it is. I think it's trauma from growing up in the 80s, and you know, they during the drunk driving campaigns, they parked that car out the front of the high school that was like, looked like a Rubik's Cube.
Most of our cars already look that way, though.
So it's like
a car that looked like a Rubik's Cube.
Like, you know, and then you have teenage kids, and then it's like, you know, you're constantly telling them don't drive fast. So it's like all of a sudden you're this mom in this really fast car, and people are saying, floor it. So yeah, PTSD.
Don't take your foot off the pedal until I say so.
Right. So yeah, there's a weakness. Yep.
So do you have any priority for what area you're looking to grow or work on as you're driving?
All of them. I'm definitely not lifting in the straightaway.
That's a good plan. I like that plan. We might even see threshold braking at one point.
Maybe threshold braking. But again, like, I feel like I've gotten better in so many other areas, you know, and probably the harder area that other people find more difficult, you know. Like, I love the corners. like, and, you know, drive the line, I've gotten really good at that. And, you know, I do go pretty well in the corners, which is, I know it's kind of weird. Maybe I'm just doing things backwards.
Well, it's always fun to look at your data and see, you know, everything that's color coded green is in the turns, and everything that's color coded red is on the straightaway.
It's on the straightaway.
It's like,
it was probably opposite of everybody exactly. else and how they're learning.
It's hilarious. I sent it in to one of my friends who does this stuff, and he's like, "What were they doing?" I'm like, "I don't know." Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll take you off the psychiatrist shoulder for a little bit. What about our team? Do we have any strengths? Do we have any weaknesses that we need to work on?
You know, I have given this some thought, and probably more recently. And I feel like the strength of our team is really just going out there and having a good time and enjoying what we're doing, but being very dedicated to it, like, and working well together. So it's kind of like a combination thing. I don't think, like, ultimately there's one thing that we're looking for. We're just looking to get better as a team, and everybody is working hard to do that. So, you know, I think that's really one of our strengths. And after each race, we sit down and we're like, okay, what can we do better? And I don't know that all teams do that, but, you know, there's a lot of thought, I think, that goes into it. I mean, certainly, Bill, you're the pinnacle of the team, and, you know, you kind of move things along, but I don't know that it would be the team that it is if everybody wasn't as dedicated to it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I and everybody wasn't saying yes, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think that is a strength of our team, because I think where we were and where we are is completely different. And, you know, if you think about it, it's kind of a really short period of time given the skill level that, you know, we had in the beginning. So, yeah, I think that's definitely a strength of ours.
So is there anything that you've seen that other teams are qualified to do, or they have skills or things that we need to grow or add to our team to help fill in some of the gaps? Cause, you know, we're far, far, far from perfect. So.
Yeah. Definitely. I feel like if we had more knowledge, mechanically and again, like, you know, from where we are and where we were and where we are now, especially with everything that Vicky's learned, when she shared that in the past podcast, it's, you know, truly amazing, you know, all the stuff that she's learned over the past year. I mean, I kind of want to be there as well. And I feel like other teams kind of just know what to do when something happens to their vehicle. And we kind of need more of our team to know that. And, you know, like when something happens, just to be able to jump in. And that's part of the weakness, is everybody's willing to jump in and help, but not everybody knows what to do to help. Do you know what I mean? So, especially me, you know, like I'm there and it's like, I'll do anything, like, you know, whatever I can do, but I just don't know what to do. So, yeah.
So, how has racing on tracks and airport runways gone so far?
Racing on tracks has been really challenging, and that's probably why I like it so much.
We've been to a lot of tracks.
We've been to a lot of different tracks, and each one has its own challenges, and it is very different. Some of them are, you know, harder than others or more difficult to learn than others, but I mean, I kind of
also feel like, you know, I'm at a point in my life where, you know, I find that type of challenge really fun and exciting. So, and I don't know that, you know, 20 years ago, I would have been able to say that, but, you know, certainly
I don't know if like 5 years ago, we would have been
right, exactly. That. So, yeah, I mean, it's just been a blast.
All right, Miss Jen, this one's tough. Your podcast highlight and low light. Since you don't listen to any podcast what you're on, you've only got a few to choose from.
Yeah. So here's, the thing with the podcast is I don't like to listen to myself talk. So I'll download them, but I don't tend to really listen to them, which is, I don't know. So my highlight and low light, I can only go from experience from being on them. So I don't really have a low light. The highlight, you mean, I guess maybe some of the best podcasts, I think the funnest ones were probably Race Bar, the one we did with Race Bar. That was so much
always
fun.
Good.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. That was probably my favorite one.
That's spoken like somebody who doesn't have to edit a Race Bar podcast.
Yeah, I don't envy you for that.
No, especially the one we did with James is Going Away.
Yep, that was the one.
That killed me.
Hilarious.
It took me 3 weeks to edit. So I kept putting a number on it, and I didn't get it done editing. So I kept changing the number, like plus one, plus one, plus one.
That was a party podcast. Everybody's kind of popping in and popping out again.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. It really was a good time.
All right, so we're on the track. We're having fun. What's your highlight and what's your low light so far?
Gosh, highlight. My highlight. It's all been fun. The what? When I made the tires? Oh, when I made the tires sing. Now, I don't know if that was the highlight.
He moved us into first at pit.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I don't see myself as doing, you know, that just kind of happened. It wasn't, I don't know whether it was because I was in the car or not. I think anybody that was driving, that would have happened too. I kind of feel.
As a team loses a team. You are the first garage hero and training person to be in first place.
I will take that. But again, like I don't know if that happened because I was driving necessarily. So yeah. I mean, it was definitely that was a great weekend. Winning
was a very good weekend.
It was a very good weekend. Everything just went right. And it goes to show, like, if you come and everything is perfect, then it just works out. You don't have to be the fastest on the track. You don't have to be the most skilled on the track. It's just if things work right, you know, but you know, that's part of the challenge of it all, I think too, is, you know, you can never predict what's going to happen, and you can be as prepared as, you know.
Yeah. What Jennifer is referring to is when we spent the winter preparing the car, because we never really prepared the race truck before.
Right.
We didn't know how, and then we ended up winning and we had no issues with the truck versus towards the very end of the day when we lost brakes and
fire.
Yeah. And we just raced and we were moved into C class and we won. So, but we had no problems with the truck.
And
we're usually always in the hangar. I call them hangars now, but in the garages working on our truck. And this is the first time that did not happen.
Right. So, yeah. And but a lot of times when things go wrong, I mean, it's not anything that you could have prepared for. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of times they're just things that just happen, like they're unpredictable. And, you know, you could be prepared and the car can be perfect when you get there. But, you know, something might just happen and it just throws you off. But
what about anytime, your low lights?
Low lights. Well, probably my other highlight would have been going to Charlotte, and that also probably was my low light.
Why was it your low light, Jen?
Well, let me just say the highlight piece of it.
Okay.
The banks were awesome. The poles were awesome. It was an amazing racetrack.
It was so much fun. I had
BMW race too.
First time Jennifer was in a BMW.
It was the first time I was in a BMW. And then I wrecked the BMW. But yeah, so that wasn't like my first accident, but that was the first time that I questioned whether I should continue. So that was probably the low light, I would say.
You're not getting out that easy, Jen.
I know. And I got to say, like, and going back to like the strength of our team, you know, a lot of teams, I think when something happens, you know, you feel terrible as a driver, you know, when that happens, and, you know, you feel guilty and, you know, gosh, like, you know, now people aren't going to be able to race, you know, finish the race and like all the money. And you know what I mean? It's just, you feel horrible as the driver, but, you know, then you worry, like, you know, you hear stories where other teammates get upset and, you know, but that wasn't the case with our team. I came in to the garage and Bill just hugged me. He's just like, it's okay. And, you know, I can't tell you how much that meant. Like it was because I was feeling horrible enough as it was. So, yeah, I mean, and I think just being that nice, was just amazing. And you know, our team is very supportive, and
we have other pieces we can drive into walls. We don't need yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Vicky said I had to trim the fleet. So, you know, you helped me out. I took it as a plus. No worries.
There you go. And then Vicky, you know, Vicky's like, of course my husband's like, well, maybe you shouldn't do this anymore. And, you know, because I went to the ER, I broke two ribs, and you know, it's like, well, maybe this isn't a good idea. Vicky's like, but if you don't do it, I'm not doing it. And I'm just like, all right, well, you know. So I really, you know, thought about it and I was like, I really don't want to quit because I really like it. So yeah.
And then we did more HPDs.
And, you know, and I got better and I got more comfortable. And
what did we learn about the Charlotte track in general from that? It's an unforgiving track.
There is holes everywhere.
And that's one thing that I really never noticed when I was on it. But after we had that, our team had that accident, it just dawned on me that there is very little room for you to make an error,
yeah,
without crashing your car. So it was definitely an upper level big boy racetrack.
Yeah. But, you know, again, the weekend was great. Like I had a lot of fun. I'm really, you know, I feel bad about it and I feel, you know, I wish it didn't happen,
but this is one of those stories with anticipation. You froze and I really feel sorry, but and then you just went away.
Oh, sorry. So I'm glad I went. Yeah. I mean, it was a great weekend. It was a fun weekend, you know, hanging around with everybody was there. And
we got pretty close with Race Bar.
We did.
At that point. That was the weekend we became friends with Race Bar, not just as a team that we know.
And the track was just, it was just amazing. Like it was unlike any other track that we had ever been to. I mean, it was a big boy track, but it was awesome to be driving on it. And, you know, despite everything that happened, like it was a great weekend.
Was.
I definitely enjoyed it. I'm glad we went.
Yep, absolutely. So the thing that we're trying to do with our podcast is we're trying to get people to come out and start racing. And a lot of the time it's just realizing that they can do it, but you know, pretty much anybody can start. But let's look back at what we've done, and has anything been harder than you thought it would be? And then again, was anything easier than you thought it would have been?
I think you just need to say yes and just do it. Everything was challenging for me, but I also feel like everybody is coming from a different place. There's people out there that might have a little bit of experience or, have been around it. For those that have that, that's definitely a bonus, I think. Should encourage you more to come out, to just do it. And, I guess what I want to say is those who are coming from absolutely nothing, like me, didn't even know how to drive stick shift, didn't know anything at all. There's a line? What are you talking about? There's a line. Nothing from racing. I just do it. Just go out and try it, because, with that first weekend where I just went out and just tried it, it was just great. It was just so much fun. Just try it. And if you don't like it, then don't do it. But, if it's in the back of your mind and you're even thinking about it, just take one weekend, and just give it a shot and see. But coming from not having any experience at all, it's possible. If you've ever thought about it, don't think that you can't, because, or feel intimidated because there's people out there that might be better or have more experience or whatever, then you just do it. Just go and try it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it sure does. Do you have any aha moments that come to mind?
Oh, I have tons.
What is your biggest one?
Or a few.
We'll take a few.
Probably the biggest one, and it wasn't anything I was in really specifically. It's always been intentional, but not specifically working on that one particular weekend. We went to the HPDs was when I got into the car this season to race, not the HPDs, but to race. I felt more comfortable on the racetrack than I have ever. And that was probably the biggest aha moment for me. And it wasn't a realization that, I just knew how to do something, because I feel like I knew how to do it. I just was never comfortable with it. So the aha is, I'm really comfortable with this. So pit race was really kind of a pinnacle moment for me.
Everything kind of came together that week. It all came together. General.
Yeah. So, and there's things that I struggle with, and I'm not saying everybody is, because, I'm like a basket case when it comes to, all of my issues, if you listen to the podcast. But, everything I'm trying to get over, I try to overanalyze it. But, not everybody's has those feelings or, thoughts, but, I just kind of put it all out there. It's probably why I can't listen to myself talk, because I'm like, oh God, she's probably so annoying. Listen to her again. Me trying to get over something, but yeah. Pit race was it. I felt really comfortable on the track and around other cars, and that's been huge for me. So
if you had your wish, not that our wishes ever come true, but if you had your wish and your next aha moment that you want to see or feel or conquer, what do you think the next one is?
Not lift.
Ooh, look at you. All right. Very well.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go back to some favorites. So what is your favorite car of ours so far? You haven't driven them all yet, but
I haven't. But I would say definitely the truck, number one, only because it's just fun to drive and it's comfortable and we've had it for a long time and
familiar.
It's a familiar. Yeah. The BMW at Charlotte was really awesome.
Well, We'll get you back in one. Don't worry. It's coming.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was fun to drive, but it was like the best theme. So it was just fun theming it. It was just a great car.
Why don't you tell our audience what the theme was?
It was Deadpool. It was the best theme. It was like this big picture of Deadpool on the side of the car. It was great.
And those scamps that are next to Race Bar that was there, they took the L off, so it became Mr. Pooh.
Mr. Pooh. And that was Mrs. Pooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a great weekend. But it was a great car. It was a fun car. I like the theming. I like driving it. It was just fun.
Okay. All right. What about, do you have any favorite cars that have been at the track that we've either raced or seen, or anything stick out in your mind? I know you're not the biggest car girl yet.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, they all just kind of look the same to me. They all look the same to me.
Four wheels, call it good.
Four wheels. I'm trying to think. I did. Not necessarily cars like, you know, the make and model doesn't stand out at all. I mean, some of the theming has stand out.
All right. What's your favorite themes?
Baby Shark was hilarious. It was so annoying by the end of the weekend.
It originally had a dance table on the top of it,
but it was funny.
That's a different
Amanda's
kind of baby
car
shark.
Was great.
Amanda's
at the last race.
37 Buick.
Yes, that was pretty awesome. She was able to get that thing on the racetrack.
That was a lot of car.
It was a lot of car.
But put a lot of paint on the back of that car in order to paint the rear trunk.
I mean, as far as the make and model, I'm not too familiar with all of that. I'm getting better at it, but nothing that stands out and is like amazing. Oh, that's great. So.
All right, so we're gonna skip the next one. We're gonna go to what is your favorite track and or turn that you've been to so far?
I mentioned Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
Not that, you know, I'm rushing to get back or anything. Just glad I went. Yep. I liked Gingerman a lot when we went to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great track. No trees, no walls.
Just one wall. The rest of the thing is open.
We've been to so many. Ohio was a lot of fun. I did not like Ohio when I got there Saturday. By Sunday afternoon, I loved it.
It was wet when you got there. Nobody likes
Ohio. I was hating that track Saturday, let me tell you. It was everything scary that I didn't want it to be. And I couldn't learn it. There was too many turns. I was trying. It was terrible Saturday. But by Sunday, it's probably one of my favorite tracks. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite race that we've done so far, or a favorite event? Could be an HPDE, could be Evo School, could be whatever.
I have a lot of different ones that I would pick for different reasons. I mean, pit race, definitely, because, you know, it was just a perfect weekend and we won. And I mean, it was just a great opening to the season. It was a great weekend. The Michigan, again, Gingerman, that was great, only because it was, you know, it was just our two families that kind of went out, and, you know, it was just a fun weekend. And we made kind of a weekend out of it, and, you know, took some time vacation a little bit. So yeah, I guess, you know, I have a lot of top ones for a lot of different reasons, but as far as the race, probably the one that we won, that was just a great weekend to open the season with. Yeah, it was all the hard work we put into it, you know, and then it, just seeing it come to fruition was great, you know, because we worked so hard last year, you know, going to HPDs and trying to get better. And yeah,
Yeah.
So what do you think about either team or racing or HPDEs? You can pick from any of those things, the good, bads, and the ugly. Start off with good, the good. Bad, and ugly.
The good is probably seeing how much we've progressed, like in everything that we did work on and put into it, and seeing where we are now, I think is pretty amazing. And I know that, you know, everybody's kind of in a different place and has a different skill level, but, you know, I think everybody's dedication to it is similar. You know what I mean? Like, I, as far as, you know, wanting to get better personally, you know, each of us kind of have the same amount of drive for that, except for Bill. He's just kind of off the charts with it, but, you know, everybody else.
Special.
Right here.
He's special.
Right here.
But yeah, like it's nice to see that, you know, the work you put into it, you know, to see it, you know, on the track. That's good. So that's probably the good. The bad, it, you know, I don't know that there's bad. I mean, I can't think of anything bad, really. It's just fun. It's been a lot of fun. You know, I think the bad things that happen, we end up learning from, you know, when the car breaks, or, you know, something happens, or, you know, if there's a problem or an issue or whatever, you know, we end up working through it, and, you know, it might be bad at the time, but we end up learning from it. And I think that going back, that probably is another strength of our team, is really wanting to learn from, you know, the mistakes we make, or, you know, the things that happen. It's not just getting frustrated over it and, you know, being petty and arguing, or, you know what I mean? Like, okay, this happened. Let's move on. Like, how do we fix it? And how do we prevent it from happening again? Do you know what I mean? And nobody's getting mad or upset, or, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Let's work through it. And that's just our personality. And not every team is like that. Not most people aren't like that, but I think the personalities of our team are like that, and it's definitely a strength. The ugly, I guess, probably would be last summer in Charlotte. But
yeah, that was a pretty ugly weekend.
Yeah,
part of it. The rest of it was great, though.
It was great. It was a great weekend. It really was.
Once we got you out of the hospital, life was good. Okay, so we've been doing this for 4 years.
Yes.
So we always try to add something to every episode where we try to help people get a little better. Mm-hmm. So do you have any tips for what to do or what not to do to any new teams or drivers? Could be driving, could be non-driving, could be whatever.
And I've aside from just going and trying it, I would suggest, if you're going to race, to maybe do an HPDE first. Mm-hmm. Just take a weekend and just kind of, you know, learn what the track is like.
So we're an example of what not to do, right?
I didn't do that. would highly recommend that if you are not familiar with it. So again, like, everybody's coming from a different place. So, you know, that recommendation might not apply to somebody that, you know, has grown up going to NASCAR races, or has grown up, you know, doing dirt tracks, or, you know, having somebody in the family, or, you know, karting or whatever. But if you're not coming from anything, maybe just take a weekend and learn a little bit about driving on the track. Yeah.
Do you have any goals or bucket list items?
I mean, my ultimate goal is right now is really just to become the best driver that I can be. And I'm really working hard on that. So, you know, whether that's, you know, in Lemons or Lucky Dog or HPDs or whatever, like ultimately right now, I just want to be the best that I can be. So every time that I get in the car, you know, wherever we're at, you know, I just want to be better than I was last time. You know, I'm not going to become a professional race car driver. Like that's just not going to happen, you know? So
scouts are out there, Jen, they're looking for us,
but it's, you know, I just want to be the best that I can be, you know, wherever that, you know, takes us or wherever our team is or whatever. So, right. And just to be, you know, a productive member on the team. So, yeah.
Very good. So after this episode completes, we're going to have our Dominating with Dawson. And then at the end, we're going to have a special review of Jennifer's first answers. And we'll see if she's changed, which I know she has because I already listened to it. So that was quite fun.
Jennifer, one last question.
What?
Tell us something that nobody knows about you.
That would surprise them.
Well, generally, it would probably be, you know, racing because, you know.
That's true.
Everybody seems to always be tripped up when I mention that.
That's true. You do have a reward sitting on your desk at school, though. So
I do. Yes. So I don't, you know, maybe. I don't know.
I know what we do, Jen. I know what we do.
What?
Hey, Vicky, what's one thing about Jennifer that nobody knows?
That's a good idea.
I don't know. She's pretty much an open book.
I am.
What about you?
What?
Uh-oh, Jim.
Jim's like, I can tell you.
Jim's like, I got 20 things. Hold on. Let me get my list. Let's see. What is one thing that people don't know? Yeah, we've done it. You're the one who asked.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. We'll move on.
All right. We're moving on. Jim, you got anything real fast?
No. I can't think of anything. Like, I mean, everything I've said, you know, bake cakes, like everything's so different. Like, I just kind of throw it all out there.
That's true. Okay. That's true. All right. So enjoy your Dominating with Dawson that's coming up. Thank you, Jen. Appreciate it. We will, this will be one of the 5 episodes for those doing the home game for the Garage Heroes and Training podcast. 5 of these. You will be number 2. Thank you, Jen.
Okay. All right. Bye.
And Dawson, Ben Dawson, we've got jargon.
I love jargon. That's I woke up today thinking, what kind of jargon can I get into?
Well, on this episode of Dominating with Dawson, for what does this mean for 300, Vicky has shaved tires.
Oh.
Are they tires that have gone through puberty and need to keep their stubble down to a minimum, or is there something a little more
not,
involved?
It's not about grooming. It's about taking some material off of a tire, nominally to true it up. The idea is to take some of the rubber off with a lathe device, like a little scraper that just scrapes ribbons of the rubber off the tire in a measured sort of way. Like if you want to shave it down to, you know, if the full tread depth was, I'm sure I'm using the wrong kind of dimensions, but you know, the full tread depth was like 8/32. They always say it in 30 seconds. So even if I'm saying 8/32 and that's a quarter, we're going to be talking in 30 seconds. But if it came in at 8/32, and you may even get it shaved down to 6/32, you know, but in some cases, like the old Toyo RA1 was an R-comp compound, but it had tread blocks in it. Some R-comp compounds don't have like the blocks in the tread, but this one did. A lot of them just have big concentric circles that go around. Am I saying that right? Is it concentric?
And on our next Dominating with Dawson, we're going to have to get Vicky to ask you what tread blocks are.
So tread blocks are squares of tread. They're squares of tread. They're little blocks. So instead of just a smooth surface with a couple of rings around it, like a Hoosier or the Toyo RR, but similar type of variety, this one had little blocks in it. And the idea was that if you shaved it down from its full tread depth, even to take a couple of 30 seconds off, that it wouldn't wear as quickly. It would be more trued up because if it was at full depth, like the tread would squirm more and it would wear out faster. So the idea was, even if you just shaved a little bit off, but the people who are racing spec me out on that tire at the time, they would get it shaved down to like 2/32 seconds and it would be good for like one sprint race. And the idea there was that you got down to the best rubber on a Toyo, which is for Toyos is always right next to the cords. And also, you know, they had less rotating weight. So they shaved a lot of the weight off the tire just to get down to that so they could go compete at a national level. And it was the same sort of thing when I was racing carts on dirt. We raced slick tires and we called it cutting tires, but you would get your tire. I never did this. Like, I was always like, I'm not trying that hard, but you would buy a $50 tire and get $30 of rubber cut off of it pretty much. And they would, another kind of lathe thing, you would put in a lathe and they would just kind of, you know, laser off a bunch of the rubber, and you can kind of do different profiles, and they can do this when they're shaving your tires too, but you can do different profiles where you leave more meat in the middle, more meat at the edges, that sort of thing. But that's the idea behind shaving tires, is that you're doing it to be more competitive, or at least to get the tires to wear a little bit better in some cases. I don't think anybody does that with the kind of tires that we race amateur endurance race, not like 200 tread wear tires. I've never seen anybody cutting those, because I think
I've seen them cut it for rain. Like to give some.
What are they cutting?
They're not really shaving the whole thing. They're kind of putting grooves in.
Oh, you're siphoning. That's siphoning. That's a different thing. There's a term called siphoning a tire, which is where you kind of cut grooves with a tool, like a tire siphoning tool, and that's just to give water different ways to get out, or to give yourselves a little bit better water evacuation. That's also something like you use kind of a hot knife, like sprint car guys. You see those tires on the little sprint car, those dirt cars that have, like, they really do have the tread blocks all around them. And a lot of times there's a lot of like science that goes into like chopping into those little tread blocks to give you, I don't know. I don't even know, but yeah, there's a whole deal with siphoning a tire, which is different than just cutting or shaving a tire just to remove some material from the whole diameter of the tire. Does that make sense?
Vicky's like, why am I wasting my tire?
Yeah, the whole time I was racing cars, even as much effort as I put into it, staying up to like 2 o'clock in the morning every single night, work night, whatever, week night, whatever, I still never could bring myself to shave a tire, even though I knew it would make me more competitive. I was like, I can't do it. I probably should have if I was being that serious about it, but I was also in my 20s and I was like, I just cannot throw that money down the drain. I still probably couldn't. When I used to do track events, and I was trying to learn the Toyo tire, that one we talked about, and I did buy a few sets of those and had them kind of pre-shaved a little bit, but I wasn't like shaving them all the way down to almost nothing, so you'd only get like 30 laps on them.
That's against the rules for us. We need as many laps as we can get.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think it's something that you had to be too concerned about. I don't think I've ever seen anybody in the endurance arena doing it with, you know, the, because for the most part, you want to put a tire on that you hope is going to last the whole weekend. I mean, I guess I could possibly see maybe some of these WRL teams running like what's the stickiest one, the RE71.
RE71.
You know, maybe if they were planning on doing tire changes every pit stop. I mean, these are teams who are also bringing, you know, factory BMW and Porsche race cars at this point to WRL, and even some in AER. Like, I could see, I don't if the tire change rules are. Give you enough allowance to change, you know, 8 sets of tires a weekend, there are teams who would be bringing RE71 shaved the last 2 hours and then slap another set on. Like, there are teams at the amateur endurance level who would show up with a trailer full of tires if it was allowed. I think a lot of the series have kept tire change rules pretty restrictive, but if they were pretty open, I think there are teams who would be showing up with shaved, the fastest, grippiest tire in our market.
That group will not include Garage Heroes in Training.
Yeah. Somebody would have to literally pay me to be driving one of those cars. That's not in my budget ever.
Yep. Does that make sense to you, Miss Vicky?
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're ever going to do it, but.
No.
Yeah.
We're not. We're not doing that kind of racing.
Nope. We'd rather improve the driver than waste money on tires.
Absolutely. That's a way better focus than throwing rubber literally into the trash can.
Well, thank you, Ben. I think we're good now. We at least know what shaved tires are.
There we go. That's what they are. It's weird. Don't do it unless you have to.
Yep. We'll be right back.
From the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher. Their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, and our Batman, the master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild-mannered, soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house, and come out racing with them, and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
And now our special guest hero of the week.
We're Garage Heroes in Training, and we're here trying to get another episode out. And with the recent holidays and travel schedules, and trying to let Alan have some peace and rest without having to entertain me on the podcast, we decided to have another host driver interview show. So, who do we have here today?
Me, Jennifer.
Jennifer, slightly shy.
No nerves at all. No nerves at all. Who else do we have?
Vicky.
Well, Vicky showed up for a podcast for the first time.
Yes,
in about
I have
a month.
Been not well and getting ready for Christmas. So all kind of hit. And I just want to note that Jennifer is here with her nerves. It's quite awesome.
So do we want to go over what we've been doing? Do you want to bring people up to speed?
Sure.
Okay. What have you been doing, Vic?
What have I been doing?
Sleeping.
Mostly Christmas. And then right around Christmas, the day after Christmas, I was hit with a cold that Bill was carrying that he got from my son, that my son got from his girlfriend. And then eventually we passed on to Mia. So yes, it kind of went right through our house right around Christmas. So went to bed right after Christmas. Said goodbye to my mom. She was staying here for the week.
Weekend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a couple days right around Christmas. Said goodbye to her. Went to go lie down. And
we never saw her again.
No. No. I missed the Aquaman podcast. It was pretty bad. So yeah, and then, you know, family parties, cooking, celebrating.
Favorite Christmas gift?
My favorite Christmas gift.
I know what it was.
What was it?
Go ahead.
It was the spa treatment.
The spa treatment that I didn't get.
Listen, I'm not supposed to be the one getting beaten on this episode.
Yes,
two.
Apparently Bill had contacted all the brothers.
No, they contacted me.
Trying to figure out what to do for all of us, me and my two sisters, and they decided on the Hershey Spa.
Yep.
Out at Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I'm all into it.
We're all kind of in the region of there. Everybody got their Christmas present but me. And it was his idea.
It was an awkward text.
It was an awkward text. It was an awkward text. As the sisters are calling in going, Hershey, Hershey. I'm like, what the heck are you guys talking about? Hershey what? Text goes silent.
They were going through the different pronouns. Her, she.
Yeah. So, yeah. So yes, that was one of my favorites. One of my favorites, I believe, is a tabletop fireplace. That was really quite awesome. And I got a new iPad, which was quite awesome also.
And she's addicted to this bubble game.
Yes, I like this game called Tiny Bubbles. It's my new thing.
She's a bubblehead.
I know. So Bill, what was your favorite?
Well, da 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 da.
Well, I know you got a welder.
Yeah, I got a welder. I got to learn how to weld now, or else yes. I have a big paperweight that costs a lot of money. So I'm going with the welder. And my pre-Christmas gift of the new Mini was kind of fun.
Yes.
And,
yes. And you got a winch, but I think we're sending the winch back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the goal is not to have a car that needs to be winched. The goal is to have a car that works.
Yes.
So we're going to go with
what
that.
What about you, Jennifer? Your favorite?
Well, definitely the Hershey Spa.
Well,
but I also got some gift certificates to get my car cleaned because I like to drive them, but I don't like to clean them.
That's what kids are for.
Yeah.
Oh, you did get a practice vehicle.
I did.
Would you want to tell everybody? Or
my wonderful brother-in-law brought his car to my house
to leave it so I could practice.
Yes.
She's driving a stick.
She is becoming fluent in stick, which we will get into later. So she's got my car for a while, and at least until the Pittsburgh race.
Yes.
So four snow tires and a stick is all she has. So.
Yes. She's going to get up that hill.
All right, so we're going to have to bleep Vicky again. So we're going to have a probably a short-ish episode with Jennifer, and then we're going to have a surprise edition later.
She's really nervous.
No problem. It's okay. Just pretend nobody's here. All six of our listeners are not here, and five of them we're related to. It's okay. Eventually somebody's going to listen. We'll figure it out. And here comes a dog trying to get in. So this is going to be good. So Jennifer, who are you and how did you get to be part of this team of Garage Heroes in training?
I'm Vicky's sister.
You're Vicky's sister.
And you invited me to a race.
That's true. I think Jennifer's got the best story. So we started off racing at New Jersey Motorsport Park. And Jennifer and her family live in Delaware, which is probably 40 minutes away from there.
Yep.
So she found out we were going and she's like, oh, I got to see this. And
we're just up for anything.
Yeah. So
we're there.
hopped in and brought their trailer over and brought the RV and came over and watched us. I don't know. New Jersey wasn't a full debacle. We just, you know,
Jersey, our first race out with the Capri.
Yes.
Was a very successful race.
Yes.
And it foolishly gave us false hopes and dreams of what Lemons racing really was.
Yeah.
This is easy.
Yeah.
No car crash.
How hard can it be?
No car crash. Excellent running car. We finished the race.
You bring
first time's out.
You fix the car. You bring the car. You race the car. You drive home. This is easy.
It is.
So
and then you add your sister to the team.
And then so Jennifer's with us, and she kind of helped out with the paddock and everything. And you see these like this light on her eyes during the show while we were doing it. And I think she either said, or I said, hey, do you want to do this? And she's like, oh yeah. So we had a slight problem in that Jennifer had never raced a car and had never driven a stick. But so since we were going to be racing cars and all of our cars are sticks, we tried fixing that. I don't think we fixed it quite well enough. We gave you the car for a week
know.
Or so.
Yeah, maybe.
And then she got into the race car and realized that, hey, wait, this stick is different than the.
It's not exactly the same.
It's a little different. So Jennifer, your first experience was watching and seeing. So what did you think of Lemons the first time?
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. Yes. Oh my gosh. It was so funny. And it was fun. And everybody was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a really good time.
The people there are awesome.
Oh, they were so awesome.
So
I, when you said, would you like to do this? Yes, I would.
Yes, you would.
That would be so cool.
So that was where we made the questionable decision. Number one, let's have two cars now. So Jennifer did a little bit of practice. We taught her how to drive a stick for a day or two. And then she had the car for a week,
day or two.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And that was it. So she went in cold turkey. And the next race was Thompson?
Thompson.
Was that where we went?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So what happened to Thompson?
Don't forget.
That
was a very rainy weekend.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a nice track. I really like that track.
Like that track. You know what
I
was
did.
Better about that track?
What?
Having a driver's license was better about that.
Yeah, that was.
So what happened with the driver's license, Jen?
Well, you know, it's just one of those things. The older you get, like, you really don't pay much attention to your driver's license because you don't get carded anymore. So, well, mine expired.
And how soon did it expire?
It was like a week or two.
No.
Was it longer?
It was like a month or two. It was at August. Yeah, I think it was August. Yeah, my birthday's in May.
Whoops. Yes, and I believe at that point that we had Liam, who is one of our other drivers, my son, had a
teenage incident.
Yes, so a family infraction.
So he violated family rules, and he was in
major doghouse,
Lemons jail.
Yes, so he was bumped from the race,
and Jen forgot her license.
So then we had to unbump him from the race,
and we. got a leniency permit from Mr. Lemons.
Yes.
So Jennifer was able to get out there. And how was your first time on the track?
It was great. It was raining.
It was a monsoon.
And it was very foggy. Yes. The windows were very foggy. Yes. Which was unique. but no, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
So
it was different.
It was,
like you said, it was different than your car.
So what was your experience when you were out there? What did it feel like? With all that,
what was good about it?
What was good about it? It was great. I don't know. It was just fun. Like going fast. Okay. And
what was bad about it?
The rain.
The rain was
definitely
bad.
The rain. Yeah. Okay. Because it got to a point, I wear glasses. So not only was the windshield fogging up, so were my glasses. So yeah, it was a little tough to see. And until we figured out
the magic of Barbasol. Thank you, yeah. Chrissy and Chris and the Three Pedal Mafia again for saving us.
Yeah.
So anything ugly?
Ugly. No, I mean, I really enjoyed that. That weekend was great.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a really good. I wasn't out on the track very long. Like I only did, you know, a little bit of driving because it was my first time and I was a little nervous, but it was a good first time.
How was it with all those other cars? Because there was a lot of cars.
It was fine. Like I'm not really good. And my whole intention was to go out there and just kind of stay off to the side and stay out of everybody's way. You know, just. Because I, you know, obviously
be predictable,
right? Exactly. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be predictable. Like, there's that car. Like, I go around her or whatever.
Didn't I just pass her?
Right. Exactly. Fourth time.
Yes, we are. We do have our growing pains right now.
We were emphasizing the in training part. And, you know,
yes,
she did wonderfully for her first.
She
race.
Really did.
Yeah. So it was good. It was a good race.
And Vicky really appreciates all your help in the paddock area.
Oh my gosh. You know, when you have that many people, especially that many kids, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And Alan. Just Alan alone.
when you have all those kids and Alan, otherwise known as Shiny Squirrel. Ooh, shiny. Ooh. Wait, I can go do this.
But what
now.
Would you do without Alan?
Oh, well, Alan's awesome.
Alan is awesome. Except when he leaves Barbasol in the car on the racetrack. That's a different podcast.
Kick that sucker underneath the seat until I get back around and my time's done.
That's right. So position areas of responsibility on our team. You're what?
Well, I'm not a mechanic.
No.
Not a good driver.
Not yet. We're working on it.
I don't know. I can cook.
Yep. I would say, you know, we look at you as
the second paddock queen.
Second paddock queen.
Okay.
While Vicky, you two kind of split that role. And
I can deal with that. Yeah.
kicking and screaming, we're gonna have you be a good racer by the end of this year. That's one of our team goals.
Yes.
So I know some of your car history. I know the first car.
Of course, because we shared it.
Yes. So what was the first car?
It was the Pinto.
The Pinto. Did the Pinto have a convertible top?
It didn't even have a floor. Fred Flintstone. You put your foot through the floorboard.
So it was good for ice fishing in the wintertime?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
As I always joked around, it's held together more by chicken wire primer and a little bit of paint.
Yeah.
So was that the highlight of the car experience or perhaps the low light? Maybe?
Oh, it was the uniqueness of it.
It was.
Yes. We did have a lot of fun on it because the car was just so ridiculous.
It really was. And it backfired.
A lot.
See, with the Pinto.
Like every time.
With the Pinto saying it backfired, that could mean it exploded. So
yes.
Well, yeah, it did.
Yes.
A lot.
So I lost the brakes on the way back. Had to drive back with the emergency brake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We called it the Porsche. Sometimes we stick our arms out the window and wave them.
Flying,
So Pinto, low light, or do we have anything worse than that?
And no, that was pretty much it.
That was
the low light.
So what's a highlight so far?
Well, I got a minivan now.
So we haven't moved up too far.
What was your next car?
Well, I had a Hyundai.
Hyundai?
Because I was young.
And the nickname was?
And it was cheap. What was the nickname? I don't remember a nickname for it.
It did have a nickname.
It did?
It did.
Just pretend there's a microphone and stop whispering.
It was called the Roach.
Oh, it did look like a roach, didn't it? It was little and black. Yeah. It okay. wasn't very fast, though. And it wasn't very durable like a roach.
It was not going to live forever?
No, it didn't. It didn't. Although when I sold it a few years later, I did see it at Don Pablo's. Just obviously living. It was still kicking.
Hopefully it wasn't part of the meal. All right. So were you into cars? Would you say that before we started doing this?
I liked cars. I wouldn't say I was into cars, but I do like cars.
You do have a cool car.
My husband has a very cool car. He has a 1967 GTO.
Yes.
Yeah. And we go to a few car shows. It's red.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful shade of red.
If you just put
that he restored himself, and it's absolutely a beautiful car.
It's a roll bar away.
Yeah.
From a Lemons car.
Well, so is the Hyundai.
Yeah, so is the Hyundai. So do you have any car stories from, say, in the past week, maybe two? Any stories that may have happened? Anything in the family? Any excitement with a car? Perhaps some Bob Ross's car?
Oh.
Because yeah. we have to drag the entire family through this.
Oh, yeah. So my 20-year-old son was in a car accident, and he's fine. It was his very first car accident. It was a rainy night.
It was his second car, right?
Yeah.
It was his first car.
His first car.
Yeah. And he got into an accident. So, yeah, it was really scary as a parent.
It is. I can see that.
Yeah.
So you got into an accident in August.
I love how you led up to that.
Oh, look, come back to it. So I get this text.
You're going to focus on that.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole segment on that. So I get this text from Jim, Jennifer's husband and Jimmy's father. And I see the mushed up car with Jimmy standing next to it holding one of our Garage Heroes in Training stickers. So I think we're going to have a family meeting to explain that the in training part is supposed to be, you know, somewhat vague, if not, you know.
And on a racetrack.
Yes. So that was kind of fun. So I don't think before you went out with us, you had ever taken any like driver racing training, you never did the go-kart thing?
Nope.
Okay, so you truly were a rookie.
I was very much a rookie.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've been driving for a little bit.
Yeah, driving, but not
automatic.
Not that way.
Yeah. Automatic. Yeah.
And there's a big difference.
A little bit different. I think the problem was you weren't 100% comfortable with the driving of the stick.
I'm not very.
So that made the learning that and trying to learn to race, I think, kind of.
Well, yeah, because when you're out there, you're like a lot of my focus is really still on the shifting.
Yeah.
So when, you know, you're trying to pay attention to everybody around you and
there's a
shifting
lot of stuff
too.
Going
on. So most of the people that are on the track that have done that, and it's very natural to them.
Yep.
It's not very natural to me. And that's why I kind of stay off to the side and out of the way.
So we'll be working on that. We got some ideas for you for this year. Training.
Yes.
So so mechanical, not really your point in this team yet. Maybe willing to help, but not not coming in.
Yeah.
You're not our Batman. So but from
I'm a nurse, so I like to fix things.
Yeah.
But
usually
you know,
they have
instead
of oil.
It's always good to have a nurse on your team or in your paddock or even, you know, paddocks next to other people. So having a nurse around is great. Alan can fix cars. She can fix people.
You know what I just got?
What?
I just got a notification that somebody joined our Garage Heroes in Training Fantasy Movie League.
We have a Garage Heroes in Training Fantasy.
So not only do you not show up to the podcast, you don't listen to the podcast.
Nice. You listen to it? That's awesome.
So, Jeff, thank you for joining. And it should be fun. Oh, man, that's kind of funny. Anyway, so Jeff gets a shout out. So we don't play the bingo game that the Everyone Racers does, but that's okay. If we had a bingo game, that would have been a square. So we mentioned our three pedal mafia friends again. So what's your goals for Lemons racing this year? Last year was kind of get around, start,
get your feet wet.
Yeah, like I to get better.
Better?
Yeah.
Like do you want to be?
I want to be a better, to be comfortable with driving a stick more.
And racing?
Yeah, and racing. Okay. Yeah. In general, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any plans for that besides the ones I have for you?
No, your plans are pretty comprehensive.
We have a grooming schedule set up for Jennifer, so
and that's okay.
That's okay.
Tell me when and where.
No problem.
You know, the one thing about Delaware is that it's very flat, so you might have to work on slopes and hills.
Yeah.
You might have to go far away to find hills.
Yeah, or come up to our house. We have plenty.
Yeah,
it's quite lumpy here. So, so Jennifer will be with us for 5 races this year. I think we're doing.
I believe so. Yeah,
and then we're going to do a high performance driving education in Pittsburgh as well.
Yep.
And then we're going to try to find one before the Pittsburgh race, which is in April. That's going to be tricky. We're probably going to do it either at Pocono or Dover or somewhere. And I think that'll be good. I think Vicky and I will be going, and Liam will probably go. So we'll try and get out there and do that. So that way we can get out there and have some fun. If not, we'll do some go-karting because you have a really good go-kart place down by your house that we can do. So, and then you'll be practicing on the BMW.
Yeah, the BMW.
So that'll take care of it. That'll take care of the stick part, and then we got to take care of the racing part. So, so
you're going to be a very busy girl.
This nursing thing has nothing over race cars. You know, just because you can get all through all this school and stuff, that has nothing to do with what we're going to be doing. So that should keep you thoughts. So far, you got to see it. You're one of the few people who got to see us as a spectator.
Yes.
When we were there. And you've also gotten to see it from inside the team.
Yes.
And then you got to see us from inside the team again at another race.
Yes.
So we always
How many have you been to?
4. Yeah, you missed Atlanta. That was it.
So I missed one.
Yeah, you missed one so far. Okay. But you got to see it from like watching the insanity of us trying to figure out what we were doing at our first race. Yeah. And you got to see us as part of the insanity for the second race. And the third race, I think we started to iron things out a little bit and get a little better. Jennifer did this at the park on the hill for part of that race.
No, I had a lot of cheering in the grandstand.
Yeah, we were talking to her. Just push the clutch in, floor the gas, stick it in gear, and go. So we did a little cheering over the radio, so that was okay. So we usually do our good, bad, and the ugly. So you've seen the entire Garage Heroes training team.
Yeah.
What have we done, if anything, that would be good? Okay,
like the first one was really good. The second one was really ugly. No, the second one was really bad. I mean, if you're asking me.
And then the third one
was really ugly.
So perhaps we could go into some detail for, you know, pretending that everybody wasn't with us for 40 straight hours. So what if anything have we done that was good? You, the team, anything.
You have gotten more efficient in the paddock.
We set the bar nice and low in New Jersey. So.
Well, I mean, you just seem your willingness to jump right in there and learn as much as you can and staying very positive, that goes a long way. Like I really find that admirable. I do. Like, and it's a lot of fun. Like, I mean, it's meant to be fun, and you really kind of keep with the spirit of the whole Lemons thing. So I think that's just, you know.
Well, we came in knowing we didn't know anything, so that was pretty easy. So,
yeah, but yeah, I think your attitude has a lot to do with
it. We try and learn.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So anything else good, or is that it? You can say that's it. It's okay.
Well, no, I think everybody has gotten better.
We have.
Except for me.
No, you did.
But I'm getting there.
You have gotten better. Yeah. You don't know that you've gotten better, but you have gotten better. Yeah. So what about bad? Anything bad?
I don't think bad. No.
Bad meaning could be better.
Well, it can always be better.
No, well, I mean, I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I guess everybody tries to be better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything ugly?
These aren't really like... You're
allowed to say.
No, I don't see anything
ugly. Don't see anything ugly? Okay.
No. Uh-uh.
So what would you say for us as a team, or you as a racer with us, what would you think would be an area or areas that we could improve upon for this next season. I mean, we're we have no delusions that we're going to win
as a team season. Or as personally?
Both.
As a team, like I said, I think as a team, you guys are kind of right on where we want to be, because I think everybody really is very anxious to learn mm-hmm. and do well. And again, keep in the true spirit of Lemons, which is, you know, to go out there and have a lot of fun, because really that's honestly yeah. what it's about.
And we have no delusions of
winning. And no delusions of grandeur, certainly. Yeah. But and just to kind of be the best that you can be and just learn along the way and have a good time doing it and, you know, make friends. And the people there are pretty awesome. Me personally, I think I really do need a lot of practice. Like, I just feel like I want to be a better driver. So, but again, like I said, I haven't driven stick very much, and it's going to take some time to feel more comfortable with that. And I think once I do... So like, I mean, I consider myself a good driver. Yeah. Like, you know, I just, but like I said, when I'm out there and it's not something I'm familiar with, I'm trying to focus on that and, yeah. you know, everything else around me. So it's kind of like a double win.
So we'll take the stick off by.
Right. If I'm really comfortable with that, the rest is, I think I'll be fine with. Okay.
And yeah. then we'll start working on the racing. Cause that's why I think if you could borrow my car for, use it.
Right, right, right.
So mm-hmm. take the stick away and then we'll start worrying about how you race. And, you know, we've never even talked about the racing line or how to, mm-hmm.
right.
know, we don't care.
I mean, right. I mean, you know, and I listen, like when yeah. we walked around the yep. track with Chris, I was listening, mm-hmm. you know, and paying attention to all that. Again, I still felt like my place was kind of on the side, staying out of everybody's way, but
it was pretty obvious. But most of your questions were like, okay, so where do I stay on this turn? So I'm not in the wet. Everybody else is like, so what do I do to go fast? And what do I do in the rain to go fast? And your response was, where do I go so I'm out of everyone's way? So that was quite funny. Sorry about the cough speed, everybody. We've got a family sickness going on. So, okay. So what about as a team? What do you think we can do as a team to improve this year? What do you think would be reasonable for us to try and get to? Because first year was just figure it out.
It really was just kind of figure it out. I do kind of think, like I said, I think you're right on track with where the team needs to be. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you as, you know, the lead is are getting everybody what they need, kind of pushing people as far as they can go. I mean, I think we'll just see ourselves progress. Like, yeah. I think everybody will get better at it from where they are. And, right. you know, it'll just continue to get better. I mean, I don't want to say I hope we're here or we win, or because I really didn't feel like that is the spirit of what
no.
Lemons is about. Do you know what I mean? And certainly, you know, you do want to get better and you want to do well, but, you know, most of all, you just want to just personally get better and have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. So. I think mine was, is focus on the organization of,
but you know, I kind of feel like our last race, we really did so much better with that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, it really was more fine-tuned.
Oh, that's and right, I, and because I think we had the whiteboard. Did,
right, that, and I mean, just the paddock, I think just everything was just so much more streamlined mm-hmm. than it had been.
Plus, we really only had one car, thanks to Vicky and Splashgate.
And Splashgate.
But that's okay. Like, you know, things will happen.
Yeah. That's fine. Again, everybody got out.
But no, I feel like you're right on track with that. Like, the last race, just there was a lot of organization.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. so I don't think that, you know, certainly there's always improvement, mm-hmm. but you certainly know what you need to focus on, yeah. you know.
Like, inch by inch.
Just, I mean, it just comes with practice.
I think the goals I have kind of for the team is I'd like everybody to kind of tighten up in terms of our racing ability, kind of, mm-hmm. and then be kind of middle. You know, right. if we could be middle in terms of number of laps and generically speed,
and be not, more consistent,
and not have, you know, somebody who's really fast and somebody who's really slow, and just kind of all of us get together. I think that would be superb. And, you know,
ours is just keeping the car on the track.
Well, you're the one who took the car off the track.
Because I had Barbasol running under my feet.
No. Splashgate.
Oh, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about our last one, the last race.
And yes, we did quite well.
Yeah, we did very well.
We did. We had three people and we were running pretty good. So
I really saw a big difference between the last race we did and the one before that.
Yeah.
As far as organization, with everything, you just kind of had everything more streamlined.
So the way that I think this should end is, so Jennifer.
Yes, Bill.
You are, I was the first person on our team to wreck a car and, you know, go off the track and then, you know, 15 hits with a hammer later, it was fine. But you were the first person to wreck a car and kill it.
Hangs head in shame.
She was the person who decapitated the spider stang. Uh-huh. So I apparently described the race incident poorly. Can you go over it for us so we get this?
Well, again, I just try to stay out of everybody's way. So at that particular racetrack,
it was at New Hampshire, coming onto the front straightaway.
Yes. So coming onto that front straightaway, there's a lot of curves, and I was on the outside. I was trying to get over to come in to pit. Vicky and Bennett were waiting for me.
Yeah, really. She had thrown the white flag up and said, "I'm done."
I really tried to get over and take my time doing that. I just couldn't. So I decided to go around one more time and called in and said I was going to go around more time and kind of work on getting back over there.
That proved to be
that was a smart move, though.
That was.
You did that right.
I certainly just, again, went to stay out of everybody's way. But I got onto the straightaway, and apparently two people tried to pass me, one on either side. And I just kind of got squished. Like, I think the person on the right came up and kind of nipped
the front.
Pushed me into the person on my left. I just got smooshed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. So the Mustang was driving down the front straightaway with the hood up on the windshield. And what And what was Bennett's response?
My next.
Am I still driving?
And your response was?
No, honey, we're done.
So the best part about this story that I've heard so far, the absolute best part about this story is, Jennifer, what is on your desk at work?
Wait a minute. Jennifer, what are you? What is your job?
I'm a school nurse.
And what is on your desk at work?
Well, Jeff so kindly said that he always kept a souvenir from every car that he wrecked. So he handed me the hood pin.
So Jennifer,
so I keep it on my desk. So I have a story to tell all the little children that come in to see me.
So yes, we sheared off a hood pin of a half inch stainless steel hood pin, which was sheared off during our accident.
I mean, they're kids. I tell them I wear a seatbelt. I mean, first and foremost, be safe.
Okay, so we've got to get Jennifer through a race with no fogging, no accidents, no oops, I forgot how to shift the car, and
that, a car
that is our that, and then hopefully leave with the same number of cars we started with. So we're gonna do this in Pittsburgh. It's in April. That's gonna be our first race. We're gonna have a practice somewhere before that, and then you've got the car to practice on the streets. But we're gonna and then it should be fun. And from what I hear, Pittsburgh is hilly.
So, I'll be ready for hills.
Okay, you'll be ready for hills. So
come hell or high water.
That's right. That's right. Vicky's taken up with whispering while we're on a podcast, so you're killing me, woman. So any questions we should have asked you that we forgot? Anything?
No.
Nothing good? Any questions for us? Since you being one of our first guests? Anything you want to know that you don't know?
I'm
anything
the first you think? Guest?
One of our first guests, yeah.
Oh.
We've only had two.
Okay. No, I don't really have
it's kind of hard for you because you know us, so.
I do
so,
know you so well.
Are you all in?
Can you
absolutely.
She is all in.
Hey, there's no experience, but there's a lot of heart.
So
we never said brains ran in this family.
So after all this started happening and we pulled Jennifer in.
Sucked her in.
I have an older sister who came to me.
At the Christmas party.
At the Christmas. Yes.
Yes, Mom.
So my older sister has expressed interest in also racing, and she says, I just want to let you know that I do know how to drive a stick, and I was doing drifting in my early 20s, so hey. If you need another racer.
So there may be a Wilson sisters race car soon. So this could get scary ugly, because if we need a fourth driver, it's going to be their mom. So Lemon's World, please hope this doesn't happen. We'll try and keep it safe though. So Jennifer, that's pretty much it. You made it through. I told you we don't bite too often. We tend to have fun. I think you would stop whispering. We have everything. So that's our podcast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So you guys have fun, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
And now our special guest hero of the week.
All right. So we're the Garage Heroes in Training, and right now we've got two of our big in-training projects. We have Vicky and my daughter, Mia. Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Not you. You've already said hello. You're not here. And we've got Jennifer and Jim's son, Jacob.
Hello.
Okay. So you two are both 12, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're not able to race in Lemons just yet. Not yet?
No.
No.
But I'm pretty sure that's legal.
It could be illegal, but we'll see. So do you want to race in Lemons when you're old enough?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Pretend that somebody's pretend that somebody could hear you and speak up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes? You want to? Mia?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You don't want to?
No.
I thought you said you wanted to.
My ears.
Your ears?
Sensitive out of the track. I'm not even going to live in there.
Okay. All right. So Mia's not going to race with us. But have you been trying to race with us at the go-kart track?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. These one-word answers are like pulling teeth for me, baby. So, Jacob, you're in line. You've been trying to figure out this driving a manual transmission, right? Mm-hmm. You got that figured out yet?
Not really.
Not yet? Yeah. You going to watch your mom when she's got the cards?
I don't even know what that is.
The manual to stick.
Yeah.
The gears.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Nice. So you guys, what do you guys do when we're at the races? What do you guys end up doing?
Watching louder. We watch you. We look at you guys fixing the car.
Uh-huh. You help out a little bit sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, we used to just ride our little things.
Bicycles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Around the thing.
The inner
paddock?
I don't know if it is, but sure.
Okay. And then what do you end up doing when you're in the paddock? Is there other kids there? Do you guys find people to play with? What about Spike?
His name's Spikey.
Oh, sorry, Spikey.
After his spiky hair.
After spiky hair.
We saw him with his hair gelled back. So weird.
So weird. So there's other kids in the paddock? You guys getting any friends from there?
Not really.
No.
Not
we
yet.
Just scream over the
walkie-talkies. Yeah, you like the walkie-talkies, I know.
Yeah.
So are you guys bored when you're there, or does it seem like fun?
It's fun.
I don't know.
Who should I ask?
I kind of have...
Okay. Who have you met at the track that you guys think is fun?
Three Pedal Mafia.
Anybody in particular? Anybody goofy?
Jeff.
Jeff is goofy?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jacob?
I don't know.
Don't know yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Really don't know people by name?
Nah.
Nah. What was your favorite track to be at so far?
The one in Connecticut.
Connecticut? Thompson? In the rain?
Don't know.
The one with the rain?
The one with the giant tower.
Oh, that's New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Okay, then New Jersey.
New Jersey? New Jersey. You like New Jersey? What about you, Jacob?
New Jersey.
New Jersey? Why? Why do you guys like that one?
Tower.
Yeah, tower. Tower. I want to watch you guys.
Tower is kind of fun. Yeah.
No, I just like the tower.
And that was our first. That was our first track. So
that's when we met Spikey. Yeah.
Did you guys? You guys have a lot of time there because you're not really driving just yet. Do you guys get to walk around the paddock and see all the cars?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
The car. It's the paddock is where we park all the cars. The
garage. Oh, just call it the parking lot.
The garage area or the paddock. So, do you guys have any favorite cars you've seen? Any cars you've liked?
Mm.
I know there's one that you like.
The tiny red truck that drove around the parking lot.
That's, you like that one? The one, yeah. The one that beat me in El Jefe and they took my Spider-Man hat?
Yeah.
That was That one's the toy 4x4 is your favorite, huh?
Yes.
What about the one with all the eyeballs all over
it? I did like that one.
What about you, Jacob? Any?
I never memorize names.
Well, describe it.
The one with the baby head at the back? Yeah. They just duct tape a baby to the back of their car.
I like that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the one that looks like your brother? Did you like that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Bob Ross?
Yeah.
So what did you guys think of when the Sorry for Party guys are there? They're the ones
with the rainbow zebra.
The rainbow zebra car and the way too small bathing suits?
Yeah.
What you think of those guys?
Their legs look like they were turning purple.
So their legs look like they were turning purple?
They were really tight.
They were really tight, yes. So those bathing suits are quite small. So, but their car is quite fast. So, this is the hard hitting news that you guys have been waiting for this podcast. We've got 12-year-olds telling us what's going on. Any other cars that stick out? You want me to try naming a few? Did you like the one with the dragster on top? Not so much.
Nah.
What about the spike car, the blue spike turtle car?
Oh yeah, that one.
I gotta say my favorite is the ones that give out free food.
The ones that gave out free food, those are your favorites?
I like the blue shell.
The blue shell one? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So if anyone gives out free food, you're my favorite.
Okay. So we know how to get to Mia's heart. It's through her stomach, apparently. So
I gotta use this permission to a college because then it's gone.
That's true. You gotta get free food till college. So which one of our cars do you guys like so far? Any of them?
I like the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
totaled.
What happened to the Spider-Man, Jake?
My mom crashed it.
Oh, your mother crashed it.
That's right, Aunt Jen.
It wasn't her fault.
Oh, but was there quotes there?
It wasn't quote unquote her fault.
So you like the Spider-Man car, the Spider-Stang?
I used to.
Yeah, you used
got
to.
Totaled.
Yeah, that's true. Any other? The other one's okay, or
Stanley, my favorite.
Stanley's your favorite.
That news hit me right in the heart.
Right in the feelsies. What's that?
Have I seen the Stanley one yet?
You've seen it, but you didn't see it with the Stanley on the side. So we'll get you some pictures. So we had the blue Marvel Avengers car. You guys also get dressed up with us, right? You go through tech inspection with us. What have you guys been dressed up as?
I was the Gwen Stacy, and someone thought I was a mannequin.
That's because they hadn't seen the movie yet. Oh, they thought you were a mannequin. That's true. Yeah, they actually thought Mia was a mannequin. Because they'd never seen her quiet before.
No, because I was laying on top of the Spider-Man car going through the tech thing, completely motionless. And then I stood up and said, whoa, she's not a mannequin.
I am the Hulk.
You are the Hulk. Yes, you were.
I was also the costume I hate, which is a Rocket.
You were Rocket. Why do you hate that costume?
It was uncomfortable.
Well, okay. You don't have to wear it anymore. You have been growing, my dear. All right, so the past week has been largely no school, lots of Christmas. What was the highlights for Christmas week so far?
Christmas.
Okay, what was your favorite part of it?
We opened the presents.
Okay. All right, apparently I'm going to be a dentist here. So what was your favorite present then?
PS4.
PS4?
Yeah.
Okay. This thing.
The phone? Yeah. Mia got her first phone. Okay. So, Jacob, PS4, what's your favorite game so far?
Spider-Man
game, staying on theme for us. Mm-hmm. Yours was your phone, correct?
And my GoPro.
And your GoPro, that's right. So we're going to use your GoPro on some of the cars, but you're going to use it for skiing. So what are we going to be training for? We're going to do a little training this winter. We're going to do some more skiing and learn how to do turns, because turns are turns.
I already mastered those.
You've mastered those. So you're
on a really, really low level.
You've mastered them on a low level. So you're a low level master.
No, I'm a master that's lower than a beginner.
Ah, okay. So you're not going to the Olympics anytime soon?
No.
Okay, just check.
Neither's Liam.
No. And Jacob is starting to get his handle. He's got his new shoes. He's ready to go snowboarding tomorrow. So we're going to have a snowboarding day tomorrow. Do a little racing down there, so to speak. And hopefully everybody stays safe and healthy. And Anything else that you guys, any questions you have for us?
Why are we doing lemons racing?
Yeah. We ask that a lot.
It's pointless.
What do you mean it's pointless?
It's not pointless.
We're spending our money on cars that were supposed to be in the junkyard 10 years ago.
It's fun.
No, it's not. The SUVs are hot.
The SUVs are hot?
Yeah, the things we slept in.
No.
Torture.
RVs.
Whatever. Same thing.
You didn't sleep
in letters.
We stay at hotels now.
Good. But then again, why are we doing it?
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
Driving around cars.
Mia, I thought you were excited about lemons racing.
Until I realized the cars were like older than my father. That's pretty big.
You just noticed that?
I mean, he's old, so, you know.
I knew that the second we walked into the race.
So
we didn't walk in the race. He kind of like, yeah.
All right, you guys are goofy. So any questions for us? Or are we good?
I think I'm good.
You're good? Mia, you're good? I think you've had enough sugar.
Yeah, I'm going to eat my rice cakes now.
All right, say thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys,
for listening. I fell off the bed.
All right, well.
Thanks for listening.
No worries. Thanks, everybody.